But we were actually analysing skeletons that came from these boathouses, these vaulted chambers that were along the shoreline. And it's not as if we're just finding complete mix of males and females and children. It's more weighted towards female and children than we would have expected. There's more men actually on the beach, just lying on the beach, who were killed on the beach, and more women and children were actually within these structures. So it looks as though whatever happened before this, you know, this chaotic time when the ashes falling from Herculaneum, they had time to kind of segregate themselves, seek shelter. You know, there was it wasn't something that was completely chaotic. There was some kind of process happening where people were able to organise themselves to some degree.
Oliver Craig of York University. His findings were published in Science Advances. There's a link to that and to more on everything else in the programme on the Science in Action webpage at bbcworldservice.com, plus an array of past editions. I'm Roland Peace. The producer is Alex Mansfield. Thanks for joining us.
This is the BBC World Service. What are you looking for?
Why was How Long Does a Bee Live one of the most popular searches in Germany? What was behind the question, How to Make Him Love Me Again, being asked over and over in Peru? What can we learn about a culture from what they search for online?
The World According to Search at bbcworldservice.com/documentaries. With shortwave and mediumwave international and regional stations broadcasting on Digital Radio Mondiale, we offer you the best content in sound quality to enjoy.
The BBC and Digital Radio Mondiale. Bird Radio.